Assalamu alaikum and very good afternoon to all distinguished representatives from Asia-Pacific countries. Thank you to FAO, NACA and organizing country for inviting me to present my country paper in this workshop. My name is Muhammad Suhaimi from Fisheries Research Institute, Department of Fisheries Malaysia. Without further ado, I would like to present to you the status of aquaculture feed and feed ingredient in Malaysia. Okay, here I would like to present this topic accordingly with some introduction, followed by annual production of fish meal and current production of aquaculture feed and need by 2020, discussing some issues in aquaculture feed usage and strategies to overcome the issues, some recommendations before concluding the topic. Now let's begin. In Malaysia, the total fish production was slightly increased to 2 million metric tonnes in year 2015 compared to 1.99 million metric tonnes in 2014. From the value, capture fisheries contributed 74.5% of the total fish production. Besides, 17% was recorded as fish by catch. On the other hand, aquaculture, which excludes seaweed and bivalves, contributed 13.9% of the total fish production, where 40.9% came from marine fish and the other 59.1% were dominated by freshwater fish. The annual growth rate of fisheries production since 2006 to 2016 was 0.8% from capture fisheries, whereas 14.8% from aquaculture sector. The fisheries sector is strongly backed by the government, support by establishing National Agro-Food Policy 2011 to 2020 and National Economic Transformation Program. Government has identified deep-sea fishing and aquaculture as part of the government's strategies to increase fish supply for domestic market, improve the balance of trade and expand exports. As you can see, the annual fish landings from capture fisheries was targeted at 1.76 million metric tonne, while the fish production from aquaculture sector was targeted at 0.79 million metric tonne by year 2020. In order to understand the current situation of aquaculture feed production, let us look at the annual fish meal production in Malaysia since 2007 to 2015. Fish meal in Malaysia is directly made from trash fish, or better known as fish by catch. Since 2007, there was a decreasing pattern in production of FBC in Malaysia. This was most probably due to the implementation to enforce the use of 38mm trawl net size under Fisheries Act 1985. Since the implementation, FBC landings decreased from 24.8% in 2007 to 17.0% in 2015. According to Global Agricultural Information Network, GAIN, USDA 2015, since 2012, Malaysia produced 65,000 metric ton fish meal annually, refer to the orange-coloured row. With that amount of dried powdered form, an estimated of over 216,000 metric ton FBCs were used to process into fish meal annually, leaving around 44,300 metric ton FBC that would be used directly as marine fish feed. The estimate figure was found to be near to exact when it was calculated based on FCR. According to annual fishery statistics, grouper production was at 7,900 metric ton. With the average FCR of 6:1, the available 44,300 metric ton FBCs could produce 7,400 metric ton. It will be possible that most grouper cage culture operators alternately feed with commercial pellet due to grouper's high market value. I myself visited few grouper cage cultures in Langkawi last year. They were using imported feed from Vietnam to feed their hybrid groupers. They followed the feeding trend in sea bass culture, which has totally relied on pelleted feed and either farm-made or commercial pellets since 2013. While for freshwater fish species, total replacement of fish meal and fish oil was established since 2014, especially for the African catfish, Clara species. In order to estimate the fish meal inclusion level in aquaculture feed, we need to use this assumption. If all 46,600 metric ton available fish meal were to be used in aquaculture feed production, the marine fish species would need 30% fish meal inclusion level in their diets, whereas up to 22% fish meal inclusion level were needed in freshwater fish diets, which was too high. However, I'm very sure that available fish meal was also needed in feed to produce 1.8 million metric ton poultry and swine in 2015. If only 1% fish meal inclusion with FCR of 1.6 would need over 25,000 metric ton fish meal, which was more than half the available amount. In that case, the fish meal inclusion level in aquaculture feed in Malaysia would be much lower which was not more than 15% for marine species and not more than 11% for freshwater species. Soybean meal could be used to replace the required protein since 290,000 metric tons soybean was imported into Malaysia in 2015. Now let's just look at the current aquaculture feed production by assuming the FCR of 1.4 for freshwater fish and prawn, 1.9 for marine fish and 1.6 for marine shrimp. It was estimated that more than 276,000 metric ton aquaculture feed was produced either locally or by importing from neighboring countries in 2015. By 2020, it was estimated that more than 1.1 million metric ton of aquaculture feed need to be produced yearly based on targeted production, while the current local feed millers produce only 170,000 metric ton per year. During a workshop with local feed millers in March last year, they agreed to expand and able to produce 500,000 metric ton per year of feed by 2020. While the balance of 600,000 metric ton feed would be farmed by aquaculture farmers. There were almost 30,000 aquaculture farmers in Malaysia in 2015. If half the farmers, that is 15,000, process 100 to 150 kilogram per day feed for 330 days a year, could possibly produce from 495,000 to 743,000 metric ton per year, and it would be achievable. Since 2007, due to the increasing fish meal and soybean meal prices, the price for per kilogram of aquaculture feed for both freshwater and marine fish species increased to more than 60%. By 2020, the price for the former would be RM5 per kilogram, and the latter would be RM8.10 per kilogram. With regards to the increasing price of fish meal, soybean meal and fish oil, the local feed millers had started to replace the fish meal, soybean meal and fish oil in their feed formulations since the increasing feed costs hindered farmers to buy their feed. Eventually, the pressure to use cheap feed have made some farmers use dead animal carcasses, and there were issues regarding the use of unprocessed and non-halal ingredients with high risk of disease transfer. On the other hand, there were some farmers tend to process their own feed by using available meat mincer or pelletizer. Yet, due to the limited unskilled farmers in feed formulation, difficulty to obtain required ingredients as well as using inappropriate processing technology, most of the time the feed was not properly processed, resulting low aquaculture yield. Now let's look at the use of the other ingredients in aquaculture feed. In 2015, annual poultry production was estimated at 1.61 million metric tons. Its byproducts such as poultry byproducts, chicken intestine meal, were known to have the potential to alternatively substituting the use of fish meal in aquaculture feed. In fact, as mentioned earlier, 100% fish meal replacement could be achieved in diet for African catfish. Other ingredients known to be used as protein sources were anchovies headways, distillers dried grains with solubles, DDGS. Other ingredients such as fermented shrimp headways, single-cell proteins, insect-based proteins, sources such as BSF and microalgae are still under R&Ds. Of course, there were many issues in using protein from other animals byproducts, limiting amino acid, for example, lysine and methionine in feather meal, increasing prices due to competing with other agriculture sectors, antibiotics residues, for example, sulfonamides in chicken, although the level detected was safe, lack of knowledge on the impact to other industries, for example, BSF attacks stingless bee colonies, causing $0.56 million loss in 2016, and non-halal ingredients, for example, blood meal, or dead pigs and chicken, or any dead animals and its derivatives, which hindered aquaculture progress, as shown on figure 1, once there were news highlights in 2009 on the use of pig carcasses in catfish ponds, which reduced the production to half. There were issues worth to mention when dealing with feeding management in hatcheries. Traditionally, both shrimp and fish broodstock were fed with unprocessed, raw, frozen feed, for example, squid, polychaetes, fresh feed, bivalves as maturation diets. In larva rearing, it's still not even possible to eliminate the use of live feed such as Artemia, rotifers, and coffee pots. Many studies, however, showed that all these fresh feed were potential disease carriers. In addition, uncontrolled activities of selling raw polychaetes as fishing baits further spread the diseases. According to OIE 2010, in Article 9.7.3, the pathogens would be inactivated or destroyed when heated or cooked sufficiently. In order to sustain aquaculture feed production in Malaysia, DOF Malaysia promotes farming of tilapia, African catfish, giant freshwater prawn and white shrimp with lower protein requirement of around 29 to 32%. DOF Malaysia via Fisheries Research Institute also develop and promote the use of cheap and efficient catfish feed with no fish meal in diets called EcoSIM in 2016. In addition, DOF Malaysia organizes good aquaculture practice on feed management, feed formulation and fish nutrition courses to stakeholders such as farmers and government officials, promoting the use of processed diet for free disease shrimp rootstock, for example Prime Exit in 2016, promoting the use of extruder to produce better feed quality rather than palletizer or mincer. DOF Malaysia also promoting the use of bioflux technology by major shrimp farming companies, which can reduce FCR from 1.8 to 1.4 in total in shrimp grow-out, thus decreasing feed costs by using grain pellets and carbohydrate-rich ingredients such as rice bran. Due to this technology, white shrimp production was found to double from 34,000 metric tons in 2007 to 48,000 metric tons in 2015, even though there were some issues that need to be overcome. Furthermore, there are measures taken to monitor based on good aquaculture practice, MyGAP, feed store and feed mill monitoring program under several legislation and regulations such as Fisheries Act 1985 and Animal Feed Act 2009. DOF Malaysia also organizing good aquaculture practice awareness programs among feed millers and farmers to implement relevant rules and act to reduce the use of fish meal and fish oil. On the other hand, there are also ongoing R&D collaboration with universities in using various local ingredients such as in diets for several fish and shrimp species. Hence, the government highly recommends the farming of tilapia, catfish, giant freshwater prawn and white shrimp, as well as promoting freshwater fish consumptions. The government also recommends good aquaculture practices by farmers to produce quality products such as certified by DOF Malaysia, thus increasing consumer preferences. The government also recommends awareness programs for farmers and feed millers and government officials to implement relevant rules and acts. The government also recommends intensifying R&D on fish meal and fish oil substitution in ecofeed with locally available ingredients, establishing local ingredient supplier networking and developing more skilled farmers in feed formulation and processing farm-made ecofeed in the country to cater for over 600,000 metric ton ecofeed by 2020. As a conclusion, since Malaysia is committed in implementing 38mm trawl net size, there was significant reduction in FBC landing since 2007. Malaysia is also committed towards implementing MyGAP, feed store and feed mill monitoring program according to Fisheries Act 1985 and Animal Feed Act 2009 throughout the country. More R&D funds will be provided to several ministries, that is Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, and Ministry of Higher Education under collaborative aquaculture feed projects. Malaysia also encourages the culture of fish and shrimp species that require no or low fish meal content in their feed. The government has set up a new key performance index to increase freshwater fish consumption from 5 kg to 15 kg per capita by 2020. And lastly, the government provides continuous efforts to apply effective feeding management practices by providing feed and feeding courses to farmers and government extension officials. With that, I thank you for your kind attention.